This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. In the last 5 years, Ohio has nearly doubled its number of rape crisis centers, from 17 to 31. The Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism, or Eye on Ohio, released a report today on 5 areas where sexual assault prevention and treatment has improved in the state. Christopher Johnston is the author, and he joins me now. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. You looked all around the state, but I want to start with what you found in Columbus. Tell us about the Changing Campus Culture Initiative.
That was one of the great surprises for me. I had not heard of it, and it's just a very powerful program that is now impacting all of the college campuses in Ohio. And Ohio and New York are the only 2 states that have similar initiatives to oversee and to work with the teams assigned on each campus so that they give them recommendations for safety prevention policies, best practices that they recommend, and then they all report each year to let the Ohio Department of Higher Education know how they're doing in terms of performance and implementing those different programs that they recommend.
This started in October of 2015, right?
Yes.
Have we heard anything back about it since, of how well it's going?
Yeah, well, the first thing that happened was, at that time, only about a third of the campuses in Ohio had any type of prevention training programs. Now it's every campus. It's 100%. It's universal now. It's not just a few campuses.
You also looked at the State House and strides they've made legislatively. What did you find there?
Well, there's been some pretty significant bills passed and enacted in the last, I'd say, 10 years in terms of human trafficking and dealing with sexual assault and raising prison sentences for traffickers and so forth. But most recently, there were a couple in December that passed that I think will have a big impact. And one of those that was really, it's one of the key tenets of testing backlog kids is to, you test them, you investigate them, but then you also monitor them and you make available those, just the information for the victims if they want to access it. Now they can actually go check, and that's, the Attorney General's office is in the process of figuring out, you know, well, how that's actually going to work, but that bill did pass. And then there's a couple bills this year related to trafficking and sexual assault that are going to be introduced or reintroduced that could also have a similar impact if they pass.
The report is focused on the positive, but obviously there is still a lot of work to be done. What are some areas for improvement for Ohio in the handling of sexual assault prevention and treatment?
I think one of the biggest ones is training for law enforcement, especially first responders, to understand the impact of trauma on a victim so that they become victim-centered, trauma-informed. And it's just, at the higher levels, if you get up to the detectives and so forth, they're usually a little more mature and trained and sophisticated in their approach and being more compassionate with the victims. But that's still an issue at the lower levels, at the younger officers who don't really get that training now in the academies. They get a couple hours of rape statutes, and that's about it. So it's just something that needs to reach farther down into the police academies. I think that's one of the biggest things I've seen in the last decade that that still needs to happen. And then, of course, the ongoing testing and investigating of the backlog kits has revealed a lot of new information in terms of the number of serial assaults and things that the prosecutors can do in trials when they get to the trial phase. So that needs to continue to be taught and trained to the prosecutors as well and law enforcement.
Christopher Johnston, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Christopher Johnston is a reporter at the Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism, Eye on Ohio. They released a report today on 5 areas where sexual assault prevention and treatment has improved in Ohio. This is 89.7.